All right, we have a student here who seemed particularly excited at the fact that you've met Gina Rodriguez, writing, you met her in all caps. Maybe you can tell us, so you said that was when you were working at Lionsgate. Can you tell us, how did you even get to be at working with Lionsgate? What were you doing? That was while you were at UCLA, right?
Yeah, that was while I was at UCLA. So Facebook was up and running at that point. And a lot of people were starting to develop their like profiles on social media. So I was taking this introductory to the contemporary film industry, something like that. And then they were telling us about all these different companies that were like popping up. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna just go for it. I got on Facebook. I looked up Lionsgate. And then I saw that they had a unique division called Pantaleon that focused on Latino content. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to hit them up. So I sent them a direct message and I said, hey, are you guys looking for an intern? You know, I'm a part of the film program here at UCLA. They said, unfortunately, we're not. And then 2 weeks later, they're like, hey, you know what? We actually would love you to come on board as an intern. So it started with a Facebook message, essentially, to get that. And it was really exciting. Yeah, I got to meet Gina Rodriguez when she was working on the film Philly Brown. She showed up to the Lionsgate area, and I met her and Edward James Olmos because they were doing some interviews. And Edward James Olmos, if you don't know him, he played Selena's dad in the film Selena. And I, you know, being from a small town, I obviously fangirled. I've never been so close to celebrities before. So, you know, I was going crazy. That same day, I see Tyler Perry walking in with 50 Cent.
No way.
So it was just like, it was crazy the amount of celebrities just walking in and out of that location. So, and this was in Culver City, by the way. So near UCLA right there.
Okay. Wow. Awesome. So these incredible experiences that you've had, and part of it was just reaching out. How many times in throughout your career so far have you had something beneficial happen, we'll say, as a result of literally just something like what you did with a Facebook message? Like, how often do you have to reach out to somebody you don't know, and how often do you get a positive response?
I do that because a lot of people say, what's the worst they could say is no. And it's just like, oh, no hurts though.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of courage to do that. You know, when I was in college, I did it because I was just really eager to do it.